Hi.
Nice to see you. I didn't know you were all here. I was, you know, in the corner over here trying to figure out how to get out and get over here. It's good. It's good. Wow. You snuck a lot of people in while I wasn't looking. Good job. Our Old Testament lesson today comes from Genesis, and I'm reading from the chapter 15, verses 1 through 12, and then verses 17 and 18. Listen to the word of our Lord. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you were able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur to the Chaldeans, of the Chaldeans, to give you this land to possess. But he, Abram, said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Riveting stuff here, right? And you like that? People getting cutting things in two and spreading them around. And all of this can get kind of confusing. Or at least it does for me. Maybe for y'all it's not confusing at all. It may not be a familiar passage to you because honestly, people stay away from this. It sounds really weird. You know, this whole thing. And there is Abram, who hadn't become Abraham yet. He's Abram still. Is speaking to God face to face, it would seem, or at least ears and lips to each other, whatever. The passage just does not get read that much or used that much. And leaving out three verses in the middle of it doesn't help much. These are disputed verses that people say came stuck back in later, well after the other was written. You see, this is a moment when one of the stalwarts of the Old Testament, Father Abraham, shows doubt. And he expresses it to God. I don't believe what you've told me is going to happen will happen. Now, he was nice about it. He didn't get rude. Not a good idea to get rude with God. Just take that one home with you. Keep that one in your mind. But it's kind of a scary passage just because there's lots of things with it, and most pastors who have a brain stay the heck away from it. But I got to tell you, several months ago when I was planning worship for this part of the year, I thought to myself how much I have felt just like Abram. All the great things that you have promised in Scripture, All the great things that are out there that are given unto us. But there's some days I feel like this today, gray, dark, dank, like God is not even paying any attention to me in my life at all. As the pastor stands up in front of you and tries to tell you the greatness of this passage, and yet we understand that not every day is so great. And some days you just don't feel like God is paying any attention at all. Here we hear Father Abraham, from whom all of the people of Israel came from this person. And he says, I can't see it, God. I just can't see it. I'm old. My wife is old. We already tried that thing with the handmaiden over there, and that didn't work out. You didn't like that. I don't feel so good. And these doubts are indeed reasonable, given the fact that his wife is beyond the time of conceiving. And Abram, not exactly a spring chicken himself. He has tried to do everything he could humanly to make the promise of God come real. That didn't work either. So Abram asks God and says, hey, I got a problem. I don't really know how you're going to do this. I don't really know how it's going to happen. And you tell me and you speak to me and you tell me this. I'm having a hard time believing. Have you ever felt that way? Have you felt that way sometimes with God? Perhaps with me talking, you say, yeah, you said a lot of things, and I don't think any of them is right. And you're probably right. But there's a lot of times when we feel this way, you feel like, what happened, God? I'm trying to do what I think is right, and I'm doing everything I can, and yet everything is not going well. As a matter of fact, nothing is going well. What's happening? You promised. It's there. It's written down. What's happening? Abram says the same thing. You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house will be my heir. However, God does not strike him down, does not might him, mute him. He does not get angry and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm gone. But God spoke the word to him. The word of the Lord came to Abram. This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. That had to be a real tense moment, I would think. Having at times in my life, more than I would like to say, having taken words like this to God and said, what the heck's going on around here? Why is this happening to me? I haven't done anything to deserve this. And when you just really remember who you're talking to, it can get a little scary all of a sudden. But when you're doing that, you're doing it because you've reached the end of a rope. And I know, when you reach the end of the rope, you're supposed to tie a prayer knot and hang on. Yay. But when you're really down, that little praying and prayer knot is really hard to hang on to. And so God takes Abram outside, understanding that being created, God knows exactly how we work. So let me give you a word picture here. Look up in the sky. I promise you're going to have more offspring than all of the stars in heaven. This very devout man has such confidence in the strength of the relationship he has with God. This has been going on for years, decades in his life. And instead of being afraid to take his doubts to God, he does in a respectful manner and says, "I don't think this is going to work. What I really want to have is a son of my own. But I am old and my wife is old and that's not going to happen." God does not wipe him out, does not send him away and say, "I will find somebody else to make all this happen." He goes and tells him and shows him exactly what is going to happen. God did not talk at him. He spoke to him lovingly, caring, somehow feeling probably how Abram felt in that set. And as I read this passage again and again this week, actually I had 2 weeks to do this, not preaching last Sunday. Woo-hoo. God did not have to do that. God would be just in saying, "No, Abram, you blew it this time again, so it's not going to happen." But Abram talked to God. He said, "What am I going to do? I don't see it." And God answered. He didn't wipe him out. You can read that passage, and if you stop right there, you're waiting for the next one to see. And God smote him, and that was the end of it. That's not how it happened. Often for us, or at least for me, I won't put words in your mouth, there are times, there are days, things happen, and you feel like I must be the last thing ever created that God is caring about right now. You feel that way because it's supposed to be, you know, I try to live right. I brush my teeth 2 or 3 times a day. I do all that stuff that everybody said, Mama said I had to do, and I did it. I try to be nice. I wave at everybody with all my fingers, not just one. I do all of that and try to be nice, and yet it's not working out, God. What's wrong? I think sometimes we're scared to ask that question. At least I am. I'm afraid to own up to it and ask God. But I believe, after reading this and reading and getting to be 66 years old doesn't hurt. Oh no, I take that back. It hurts a lot. But it hurts a whole lot. But when it comes to fixing our doubts and our fears about our lives, the ones we love, the things we love, about where we're going in our life, we have to be confident in the relationship that we have with God, that you can ask that question. Just as Abram did, he and God had gone a long way together, and he asked a difficult question to God. And God came to him and said, "Let me show you." Look at all the stars in the sky. This was before all the light pollution. You could really see them there. And he says, you're going to have more children, more offspring than you could ever count. We learn from this that God wants us to come and talk, not at God, but to God. Throw your fears, what's bothering you, instead of laying awake at night in the bed worrying about what's happening in your life or around you, go to God and say, I really don't see it, God. You said you loved me. You said you'd care for me. You said you wanted me to be one of your very own. It's in those moments that we truly connect with God. In the moments when we are feeling as far away from God as we can be, you look close and listen, and God's right there beside you. How many times do we feel strong enough in our relationship with God to ask hard questions? The questions that are big. Lord, how can I have peace, a joy, a hope if things are going the way they are? How can I fill in whatever, the blanks? I can't learn Greek. I'm dumb. I can't learn Hebrew. I can't get French down. All of those are true, by the way. I can't. I didn't. But the important things, Lord, how can I have peace, joy, hope? How can I have those things when my life is going the way it is now? What have I done wrong? Why have you left me? But just like Abram, when we do that with God, we'll find out how faithful God really is. Because he'll be right there. As close as you could ever get to God, he'll be right there. Abram did it. And he had more offspring than stars in the heavens. It's when we ask God these types of questions, which we must do respectfully and trusting as we are listening for God's reply. We must truly ask, seek, and try to live into that. The answer may come at that moment. It may come a decade from now. But it will come. God has been trustworthy for more years than I can count. And he's not going to stop today. In this season of Lent, as we evaluate our relationship with God, perhaps we should look closely at the relationship that Abram had with God. Abram took some time, in fact years, even decades, but he became better at listening and seeing and hearing God's plans unfolding before him. And when things were really down, he had a friend to talk to, not some guy on a far-off hill playing checkers with everybody's life, but a God who loves each and every one of us so much that he speaks to us. One day, in all of that, like Abram, we too will have the guts to ask, what's going on? Why am I on this path? And God will say, I know it looks weird, but trust me, it's going to be the best path for you there could ever be. I give thanks to God, who is so much smarter than I am.